Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, I don't know what we're talking about. Maybe managing your ambition, managing your greed, taking it slower when things go well. I'm not quite sure how to frame this episode.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Well, I'm sure by the end of the episode, team, you're going to have like a killer title that we're going to be able to, to use. Yeah. But here's what I want to talk to you about and what I want to share with the listeners. Last night, a good friend of mine is visiting, somebody that used to work for me and now is doing something on his own quite successfully. And we had a long, really exciting and great conversation, you know, about life and everything that's going on. And at the very end, he was like, you know, one thing, he had a question for me. Basically, you know, he did something entrepreneurial himself, put that on pause, and then started doing coaching and consulting to founders, right? As a means to make money. He quickly realized that his skill set is really, really valuable, and he's able to make a ton of fucking money, right? More money than he's ever made in his life, being an entrepreneur or working for different startups, right? And so he had now a few months of like really successfully kind of growing this coaching consulting thing that he's doing. He has a bunch of like clients that pay him every month. He paid down all his debt. He put up some savings. He made some investments and he's feeling fucking great, right? The year's ending. He's like, this shit is awesome. It's fairly easy to do. I'm creating tons of value. I'm making all this money. I've paid all my debt. Like, I feel amazing, right? And now he was asking me, Steli, give me some advice. I'm struggling with this at the end of this year. I could keep doing this. And I think if I make X, Y, Z improvements and additions, next year he would make an insane amount of money, right? That's his kind of his assumption based on what he has learned so far. And he think he could do that fairly in a fairly straightforward fashion. But he's like, but it's limited. I could only make X amount of insane money and not even more, right? And now I'm thinking, should I potentially, instead of just doing this myself, should I try to build more of a business around this and hire a bunch of other consultants and coaches and kind of make this a much more scalable thing? And I looked at him and I said, are you truly passionate about being a coach and a consultant? And is this something that you would want to do the next 10, 20 years of your life? He's like, absolutely not. No. I mean, I like doing it and I'm good at it, but it's definitely not what I want to do long term. It's just a short term money making thing. Like, if it's a short-term money-making thing, why the fuck would you want to change the model? You're just getting to a point where it's somewhat working. You're healthy. You look good. You sleep well. You know, you got back on your feet from some of the challenging things you did before. Why don't you? And also, he was basically thinking through this as if he's already reached its peak potential and he's way far away from it, right? He already thought through what he thinks maximally he could do on his own. He's like, all right, but if I reach this amount, let's say $1 million in personal income, well, I could never reach 2 or 3. So to do that, and like his ambition kind of and his imagination ran away with him. And I was like, wait a second, you haven't earned $1 million yet, right? You haven't reached its full potential. You have not even done this a full year, right? You just did this for a few months now and it's kind of working right now. Why don't you just relax for a second and keep doing this and see how far you can take it? See if you could really double or quadruple the personal income you're generating or the revenue you're generating. You haven't done it yet. Just because you think you can do it doesn't mean you already accomplished it. Make some more money, put some more savings, have some more fun, and then think through maybe if you do this the entire year of 2019 and you still like doing it and you've proven you can make that much more money and you've proven now that these customers stay with you and you've proven all these things, maybe at that point you can ask yourself, do I want to do this for another few years? Do I want to hire people and all that? But if you start hiring people, your problems will change. The challenges of running the business will fundamentally change. This will become a totally different thing. You'll make a lot less money in the short and midterm, right? And it's a much more of a long-term investment. And don't just trip and fall into something you're going to be doing now for 5, 6, 7 years that in hindsight, when you look back, you never wanted to be committed into this for the long term, right? Don't let this small-term success turn you into something really long-term. And now, I have a lot of context on this person that I'm not going to share, right? I couldn't share in this small example. So my advice was very concrete very quickly because I have so much context on him. But it made me think, like, how many people do this? And I think we talked about this in the past of, like, the paradox of overcommitting to something and then many, many years later looking back and thinking, I never really wanted to do this for 7 years of my life, right? It started as a small project and I kind of just, like, fell into doing this longer and longer and longer. So I wanted to talk about this. I felt like there's maybe something here that is valuable to people that are listening to us, and I'm dying to hear your completely different opinion or viewpoint or angle on how you're going to respond to this. But that's